Hello, my name is Richard Daniel and I work as a television reporter and producer at BBC Look East.
Give me a snapshot of a typical day. I guess there isn't one.
There isn't one. I never know quite what I'm doing. I may go out and suddenly find I'm at a big house fire or interviewing a politician. I might have to film it myself. It might be raining. It might be lovely sunshine. I could get drenched. I could be freezing cold. I could be lovely and warm. I then come back to the building here at Radio Suffolk where I work and I edit a piece and I send it up the line to Norwich and it goes out on Look East that night or at lunchtime.
Is it pressured?
It can be at times, yes. Sometimes you get the piece over with about 1 or 2 minutes to go, or there can be a technical problem on the computer when you're editing and you really get very, very nervous because you think this isn't going to make it in time. And occasionally, very, very rarely, the pieces don't make in time, but usually they do.
So what are the key skills that you need to do your job?
You've got to get on really well with people. You've got to engage with people and win their trust, and then they open up to you and they're very happy to be interviewed. But you have to have that skill. That's more important, I think, than anything else. Then you have to be quite good technically. I battle a little bit in that, but I do a lot of filming. That goes fine. I'm not the greatest whiz at computers, but, you know, as long as you know what the programme does and you know how to do it, it all comes good in the end. So I think those are the two things. Technical skills, but people skills are really important in this job.
And with people skills, you need to be able to do that really quickly. You're meeting people in very fleeting moments and you're expecting them sometimes to open up incredibly personal things to you. And you have to get that trust.
That's right, you do. You often have to find something that you have in common with somebody. It might be your children you talk about. It might be a similar shared experience. Once you've got on their wavelength, then they're more than willing to share their experiences. And it's a very privileged position we hold in this job to hear some of the stories we hear.
You spoke about the technical things, and I guess people entering now will be expected to do more technical things than maybe you did when you first started. And so actually having a technical mind and that ability to adapt is quite important.
It is important. I mean, our job has changed hugely. When I started, I used to work with a cameraman and a sound man when we went out filming. Now I go out by myself more often than not. Occasionally I'm spoiled and I do get a cameraman. Equally, you know, when you come back now, I'm having to learn new computer programs and new ways of working all the time.
Fantastic. And some advice for someone starting out?
If you love people and you're enthusiastic and you're determined to do the job and you really want to do it, you'll succeed.